This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zioli Show. Do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and tell your friends. Either that or I'll leave to become President Trump's chief of staff. Thanks for listening.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Are you watching True Detective this season?
Yes.
You are. You like it?
Love it.
Love it. Good show, right?
Great show.
Did you watch the last episode?
Yes.
You're all caught up?
All caught up.
Okay.
So good.
Now, without giving it away, all right, because we don't want to make sure we, and the people in the audience may not have seen it, and I don't want them changing the station if they haven't seen it. Do you think this show is based on a real life case?
I think it could. I think it could be, or a combo mm-hmm. of cases, because there are some similar. It's about a missing or a child abducted, vanished. It's you know, I think it's a combo.
All right. Now, is it easy in this day and age to make a show that could ever make anybody think it's more interesting than a real life crime case? Because that's the big question, right? Whether or not you can do a show and make people think, like, remember what Rachel Maddow was saying about the Sicario Day of the Soldado?
Right.
You know, if the border situation was a Disney world, nobody would make movies about it. The fact is it's dangerous, which is why a movie works, because those kind of things, you could make stories about them.
Right.
About smugglers and all the other things, right?
Yeah, and I was I think of you talking about your dad. When your dad watches a movie, and every time the police, you interview a lot of law enforcement, and they come in here and you'll ask them, what movies do you think were realistic?
Yeah.
And the ones that are realistic are the ones that police, law enforcement, FBI, CIA were consultants on. So I know they use a lot of them. I would be curious to know.
It's awful watching a show with him that he doesn't think is realistic, because all he says the whole time is, it would never happen. Bah! It could be a time travel show with cops. If they go into a scene in the police station where there's not coffee made, he'll go, this is unrealistic. They'd have a full pot of coffee on. I'm not watching this anymore. Yeah, like if the cops were sent back to kill dinosaurs, he'd be right with you up until the moment one of the cops had his shoes untied or something. He'd be like, I'm out. I'm done. Would never happen. The LT would never let you out of the squad car. But that's why. But he liked the first season of True Detective a lot. He thought it was very realistic.
He did.
Very realistic. Now, do you have a theory on who the killer is yet?
I do.
Who is it? You want to say or no?
No.
Okay. Greg, do you?
I don't.
Think this is based on a real life situation?
I did in the first episode, but now I'm out on that theory. I don't think it's based on a real life situation at all.
All right, Dan, what about you?
I think it's there's a lot of real life situations that can be alluded to that are referenced in the show, but I think they're used as red herrings in the show.
Okay.
And I do have a theory, but I do not want to spoil anything, so I will save it.
Like, I have a great theory.
What's your theory?
No, I don't want to say it because it'll be a spoiler.
All
you
right.
want me to say it?
Go ahead.
Okay, I think there was more going on mm-hmm. to the whole situation, and I think that his wife and others were trying to help the girl who was an abuse victim, and in between it, I think the boy's death was an accident.
Okay,
that's what I think.
Interesting,
and that they got the girl out of there. That's thus the crazy ransom looking note that says, "Stop looking for her. She's okay."
Okay.
That's what I think.
What about the pedophile rings?
Right.
What about that whole thing?
The peephole. That's why I think somebody was trying to rescue.
Like the peephole is different, but the idea that there's these pedophile rings that
yes.
powerful people, and it's across the country and it goes to the highest levels of government and everything. That's in the show.
Right.
And by the way, in season one and this season too, season three, I mean, as well. What about that whole thing?
I think there's a power dynamic involved.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think it's going to be a pedophile ring, though.
It won't be a pedophile ring.
No.
Do you remember in the first season, there was a cover-up because high-ranking politicians were involved in this pedophile ring. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And they were covering it up?
Yep.
And that's kind of alluded to in this season a little bit. It does make you think, though, a little bit, in the sense of, when that Pizzagate story happened, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And how many people believe that that could be true?
Yep.
Because this notion of powerful people engaging in these these pedophile rings throughout the country. And then when I saw that pop up in season three of True Detective, when she brings up that issue with the Bush administration and the tour that was given, that late night tour. So Evil Jared said he worked on a documentary about that.
Oh.
That Franklin case, the Franklin scandal, the cover up of that pedophilia ring, and that there, but the kids were actually at the White House and also at Congress, and that one of the guys who was in the White House press briefing room was part of this whole thing, and all this came to light at some point. There was a front cover of the Washington Times back then of these congressional aides who were involved in all this, and then it just like went dark, just disappeared.
Yeah,
crazy stuff, right?
Yeah, the nuns privately say any of these things that go on, you know, look at the priest abuse scandal. They're all organizations or what have you where there are no women in charge. That's the nuns always say. It's all male run.
I think that's Kamala Harris's campaign slogan, too. But I guess the question is, if you're doing a show like this, do you have to go big like that, like over the top?
I'm afraid, because I had all kinds of theories for season one. We, you know, watched it and I was like, you know, following every clue and every little Easter egg they would put everywhere. And then the ending stunk. And I was just like, what a big letdown. Yeah. Like, so I'm hoping that they don't do that again this season. So I'm kind of trying to withhold my judgment onto what is actually happening, because I'm afraid of being let down again.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan, tell us your theory. Come on.
My theory is that the gentleman that runs the chicken factory has a big, big hand in what's happening.
The hate chicken in the show.
The hate chicken, the owner of the hate chicken factory, he mentions that his granddaughter had gone missing.
Mm-hmm.
He created this group, the Ozark Outreach Foundation, to help troubled missing kids. I believe that there was talks, put your earmuffs on if you don't want spoilers for the first two or three episodes. Tom's parents came in and talked about how the girl Julie might not be Tom's child, right?
Right.
Yes.
I believe that the child is actually Mr. Hoyt's child. And his daughter, who lost the granddaughter, abducted her biological half-sister. And that's where she went. And Will was never supposed to be part of it.
Interesting.
He tried protecting his sister and was murdered.
It is Alabama, so everybody's a half-sister, half-brother. I mean, now, the show jumps around time periods, which some people have said is tough to follow. I don't know. You know what I think, though? Is it possible that there could be these large-scale child prostitution rings in the highest levels of power? I mean, that would come to light, wouldn't it?
You would hope, but I don't think it has to be the highest level. I definitely think every time I see a missing child, especially between the ages of 10 and 15, and they'll say, oh, it's a runaway.
Yeah.
You heard me yesterday reporting on a girl in Philadelphia. The guys who, a lot of them volunteer with the canines and the search groups, and what they tell me, and they've told me for years that they suspected human trafficking, sex trafficking, much more than we know. And so I believe it's real. I don't know if it's people in power. I don't think it has to be. That's the sick thing.
Yeah.
But if your kid disappears, don't assume that they ran away, because I don't think they necessarily did.
There you go. Well, it's a damn good show.
I really
like it. And I'm afraid I'm going to have my heart broken. The same with you. I'm afraid I'm going to have my heart broken.
I can confidently say I believe Mahershala Ali is one of the best actors I've
ever
seen.
100%.
Yeah, the
acting's totally
great.
Agreed.
Yeah.
The writing's
fantastic.
Great. The acting's great. It's good. The sex scenes are good for Dawn, right?
That's
They're
right.
good for you. You like
they
that?
Don't show enough, but yeah.
Show enough,
show
but you know.
I mean, there's
the sound.
There's not a lot of good
sound.
Things on television. The sound is good. The sound.
It's mom porn, you know. Come on.
She needs her mommy.
I have no life. Just work all the time.
I mean, the thing about it is that there's not a lot of good television right now.
There's not.
No. So this is, I think, the only show I look forward to.
Yep.
It's the one thing that gets me. I look forward to this show every Sunday night now at 9 p.m.
Yeah, and it keeps my attention, which is really hard for, like, I'm always doing something else. Yep. This show keeps my attention, which is always a good sign.
You know, this show is me really reconsidering my thought that the binge watching is a good thing. A lot of networks like Netflix and Hulu have been dropping their seasons all in one night.
Yeah.
The fact that we're able to sit here week by week and kind of discuss
Agreed.
And
it's nice, right?
About,
yeah.
It's great.
It's nice.
It's a great thing I forgot about.
Nobody does that anymore.
No.
Right? What were you going to say? You just think what?
Oh, my husband and I had the conversation. We're going to wait for HBO, obviously Game of Thrones, in April. And then, because we haven't cut the cord, like I know you guys have, but the cable cord. So we're doing it after HBO, after Game of Thrones.
Well, are you gonna watch it week to week? Or are you going to
watch it live?
Yeah. I think what Dan just said is interesting, especially to come from a guy in his 20s. The notion of, oh, look, we're talking about an episode that just happened.
Yeah.
But now it's almost uncomfortable to do because a lot of people just don't watch TV like that anymore.
Right.
So you're worried about giving it away.
That's a great point.
But anyway, it's a damn good show. It would be interesting to see if they blow it up.
We haven't had a show like this since The Sopranos where you could talk about it week to week and be like, hey, did you see what happens? And I like Dan said, like, it's fun to be able to, commiserate about it.
That's so true.
All right. Well, you know what? I was thinking, because you got to find something to do if it's really cold and you can't go outside.
Yes.
So I was saying you should watch True Detective. That was my suggestion to you. That was what I was trying to do to help everybody.
Thank you.
Give them a good show to watch. Of course, if it goes downhill, don't blame me. That's what people do. They blame me.
Four episodes in or something. Yeah.
Yeah. They go, Zioli, you gave me this recommendation. It stinks.
So charge your computer, because what if the power goes out, especially in Jersey?
Goes out.
Zioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.